It's Monday the 24th of April 2006. This is Jane Nichols and you're listening to ICT You Can. Hi and welcome to this episode of ICT You Can. I haven't podcasted for a while. It's because I've had so much going on. I've been doing so much learning and growing and changing that I could not pick an area to podcast about. So I have chosen podcasting. Podcasting is my passion at the moment. It is what I use to reflect on my learning for my own professional development, and I'm using it to great effect, I think, in my classroom. So why podcast? Basically, because it addresses every area of literacy. In my classroom, my podcasting program covers my reading, my writing, my oral language, and now, with the new element in GarageBand 3, it's going to address my visual language program as well. But I'll explain that more a bit later. So why podcast? It gives an authentic context. It gives another way for children to learn, and it is powerful. One example of how I use podcasting in the classroom is that we do book news every Friday in my class. The children sit around in a group and they each share a book they've read. In their groups, they then vote on the most interesting book in that group. We then come together as a class and vote on the most interesting book for our class. And usually, that's as far as it goes. We put a picture up, that is our recommended reading. Then one day, we came across the podcast by KPE, Cordero Point England, in Auckland. This is a really good podcast. They're normally brief podcasts and they are book reviews about books the students have read. Wow, here's our new dimension to book news. Now what happens is that the person who nominated the most interesting book for that week chooses a partner and they go off into our recording room, they write a script and they produce a book review podcast about the book for the week. And straight away I upload it to Podomatic and there it is online. Talk about motivating. This has affected our reading program in that the children are all trying to read the most interesting books so that it is their turn to do the podcast. They are presenting their book reviews to each other in a more interesting way to try and interest each other. And that's just a byproduct of this program. Now they are writing scripts and the scripts are getting better each time as they hear each other's, as they piggyback off of each other's ideas. And the best part of this program is that their oral language is improving. The children were always very confident they could speak in front of the school and in front of each other, but there wasn't much of a dimension to their oral language. It was very, let me say, boring. On the weekend I played Xbox. But now, after they've listened to other podcasts and listen to each other podcasting, they are using tone, intonation, pitch. It's much more interesting and I didn't have to teach it. They are discovering it themselves. They are innovating. It is fantastic. So why podcast, you ask? Talk about authentic context, authentic audience. Look at the skills that they are using for authentic purposes. It is fantastic. So KPE is well worth downloading and having a listen to with your class. You can find it on iTunes. Another good podcast is called Room 208. This is a Year 3-4 class in Maine in the United States of America. And along with their teacher, Bob Sprankle, this class puts on a podcast, I think maybe every fortnight. It's a 30-minute podcast. They break off into departments. They write their own sections, they do research and all this. It's really powerful stuff. One of their last podcasts that I thought was fantastic was introducing their class to the world. Or, well, the context was they had a student moving in from out of state, and this student could listen to the podcast and know what it was about Room 208 that made it special or different from other classes. It was really powerful stuff. And the exciting thing for me is my unit I'm planning on teaching this term. We are going to use podcasting to address the entire gamut of our literacy program. We're going to write poems. We're going to investigate poems, listen to poems. We're going to live poems. We will write our own poem. We will then podcast the poem. So we'll look at using our voice to suit the mood. We will use music in the podcast to back up the mood of the poem. And we're going to build some visual images to support our poetry. And we're going to put them into the podcast track in places where it fits. So that people who download our podcast and play it in iTunes will be able to watch the images to support our poetry. I'm really excited about this. I'm going to cover visual language, oral language, reading and writing all within my podcast unit. Come back and have a listen and have a look sometime during term two. You can click on the link to room 5 off of my podcast page. See how we're getting on. Might be a huge unit, but come and have a look and see how it goes. Podcasting, fantastic. Now, how do you do it? Oh, don't throw your hands up in horror and think, no, it's too hard, because it's not. It's very, very simple. If you have a PC, there is a jack at the side where you can plug in a microphone. Most microphones you find at school have the large jack on the end. Some of them, if you're lucky, if you pull the large jack off, there is a small one underneath that will fit into your PC. That's all you need, a PC and a microphone. If you go to Podomatic, which is where this podcast is hosted, and you sign up for your own podcast, you can record your audio straight into the podcast, the Podomatic site. There's even an option there to put in some opening jingles or music and things like that. There you are. You're done. Ready to go. Now, if you want to get a bit more adventurous and build a whole audio from scratch, you can download a free software called Audacity, Audacity. If you Google that and download it, you can build different tracks, voice tracks. You can overlay them. You can import music. And it's a bit more tricky to use, but you can work it out. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a Mac computer, as I have, it comes with everything you need. GarageBand is fantastic. It has music. It has sound effects. It has jingles, things they call stingers, and you can put it all together. So if you tell a joke, like, why did the chicken cross the road? And the obligatory answer is to get to the other side. You can choose the appropriate sound effect to put with it. There are animal noises. There is whatever you can think of. It is there. So if you're that way inclined and your children want to experiment with noises in their podcasts, they are all there for them to use. Now, with a Mac computer, it has the microphone built into the side of the machine, so you don't need a microphone. But I have made a discovery. If you have SingStar at home, you can use the SingStar microphone with the USB adapter into your GarageBand, into the side of your Mac to record your audio into GarageBand, and it makes it a lot cleaner. So I'm using a microphone this week, so you shouldn't hear my children running around and the cars zooming down the road. Hopefully it's a lot clearer. So once you've built your audio track, your audio file, whether it be in Audacity or GarageBand, and you save it as an MP3 on your computer, you then upload it straight to Podomatic and it's hosted online for you. Couldn't be simpler. Now, another really good application in Macintosh in iLife 06 is iWeb, which is a new web building software, and this has podcasting built into it. So if you're using GarageBand, there is an option in GarageBand 3. If you click on Share and you click Send to iWeb, it will send it straight to your web page, and then you can upload that to your school intranet or your school internet if that's how you have built it using iWeb. So podcasting, it is an adventure. It is great fun. It is so motivational for the children. They love doing it. It's not a chore. They can see a reason for their learning. And once again, I can't say it enough, they have an authentic context. So now it's your turn. I've told you about how I've been playing with podcasting, having adventures in finding out what other people are doing. Send me some audio. Tell me what you're doing. Are you using podcasting in your classroom? Have you found some interesting podcasts? What have you seen? What have you done? What have you heard? Let's share some ideas and find out the best way to use this great, innovative new tool in our classroom. You can contact me using the links off the Podomatic page, ICTU Can. So once again, thanks for listening. It has been a pleasure talking to you again. And remember, learning is always an adventure. Goodbye.